Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, partly cloudy sky and 39 degrees. Officials in Harvey County say fire crews halted the spread of a grass fire northeast of Burton Sunday that burned hundreds of acres of prairie.
Fire crews from Burton and several surrounding communities responded to a fire call just before 1 p.m. Sunday near the intersection of Sand Hill Road and Northwest 36th Street in far western Harvey County. Harvey County Public Information Officer Kyle McCaskey said about 300 to 400 acres of land has burned in the fire. A full evacuation order was not given, but structures and homes near the fire were under threat for some time, and some residents were asked to temporarily move to a safe area. McCaskey says the spread of the fire has been stopped, but crews will remain on scene overnight into Monday to keep an eye on hotspots. No injuries or damage to homes have been reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The U.S. Geological Survey says several earthquakes were recorded in south-central Kansas and northern Oklahoma this weekend, but no significant damage was reported.
The Kansas City Star reports a 3.2 magnitude earthquake was reported at 8:08 Saturday night near Hutchinson and was reportedly felt as far away as Concordia. In northern Oklahoma, a 3.2 magnitude earthquake was reported near Fairview around 1 a.m. Sunday. Another earthquake with a 2.6 magnitude hit near Quinton in eastern Oklahoma around 1:30 a.m. Sunday. A different earthquake with a 2.7 magnitude rattled Waucomas in northern Oklahoma at 4:25 p.m. Saturday. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Republican Representative Michael Capps was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night to tell his side of the story, showing his connection to a false attack ad launched at Wichita mayoral candidate Brandon Whipple. Cops commented that Dalton Glasscock, chairman of the Sedgwick County Republicans, knew about and approved the ad.
Chairman Glasscock not only knew about this ad, Chairman Glasscock approved the ad. I heard his approval firsthand. I was present when he approved it. And he went on to support the ad until it began generating heat and controversy.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS. Members of the House are expected to vote to impeach President Trump. If it happens, it would set up a trial in the Senate. Fox's Chad Pergram explains how the process works.
Senate impeachment rule 1 says the Senate, quote, shall immediately inform the House that it's ready to receive the articles. That involves a vote. Then the House sends over the articles along with a team of managers, House members who serve as prosecutors. Senate impeachment rule 2 says the Senate recognizes the House's impeachment managers and the articles shall be exhibited. That means the Senate reads the impeachment articles aloud on the floor. Now the Senate has, quote, taken up impeachment. 67 votes are needed to quash one of the Senate's impeachment rules, but just 51 votes are required to dismiss the charges. Legendary West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd tried to dismiss the charges against President Clinton in 1999 and failed on a roll call vote.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting last week the House passed a resolution establishing the guidelines for the impeachment investigation. A new Fox News poll released Sunday talks about the president, impeachment, and those out to replace him.
Right now, the president's job approval is at 42%, down slightly from 43% last month. Nearly half of respondents, 49%, say the president should be impeached and removed from office, but 38% say that's not likely to happen at all. As for the Democrats, in 2020, former Vice President Joe Biden still leads with 31% support. Elizabeth Warren at 21% and Bernie Sanders at 19% trail him. Those three are the Democrats that could beat the president next year, with Biden the most likely. He leads the president head-to-head by 12 points. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, 6:10 now. Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
The gasoline prices kind of all over the map this morning here in Wichita area. I've seen, not exactly a wide variety of them, but I've seen prices as high as $2.34 in several places and as low as $2.31 in some places. So, a little.
$2.17 last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going up.
Anyhow, right now the low end does seem to be that 231. It's part of that 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast here on this Monday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As the frontal boundary slides across Kansas, we will see some cloud cover and temperatures not as warm as yesterday. Our high getting to 59 with northeast winds 15 to 25 late in the afternoon. Clear tonight, our low 35, sunny and 59 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a partly cloudy sky. We have a north wind at just 7 miles per hour and 41 degrees. Beautiful. Beautiful autumn weather across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 66 degrees, normal high 63. Gorgeous weather. Don't know how the weather could have been any prettier yesterday afternoon because my wife and I got and did a little shopping, but that's about it. We didn't do much else.
It was a good weather weekend, just in general.
Yeah, good weather all weekend. And let's see, today is Monday, November 4th, 2019. On this date in 1979, the Iran hostage crisis began as militants stormed the United States Embassy in Tehran, seizing its occupants. For some of them, it was the start of 444 days of captivity that went on until President Reagan was inaugurated. 444 days, and we didn't know how to get them out of there. Tried. There was an attempt that failed, and some people got killed. But anyway, that was the start, 1979. Thanksgiving is more than 3 weeks away, but this year's new giant balloons for the Manhattan Parade have already been out for a test flight. The stars of the spectacle appeared at the Meadowlands Sports Complex in East Rutherford, New Jersey, Saturday to make sure they will hold up in the wind. Piloting teams guided the balloons around the Meadowlands parking lot. Lineup of this year's parade features astronaut Snoopy, Netflix's Green Eggs and Ham, and SpongeBob SquarePants and Gary, while heritage balloons include fan favorite Smokey Bear.
Astronaut Snoopy. Cool.
The 93rd Thanksgiving Day Parade steps off on November 28th in New York City. And I hope this year they don't have a drunk Santa Claus.
Well, let's
like
hope.
Like a miracle on 34th Street.
Hasn't happened since 1947.
That's got to be that's probably in top five, everybody's top five for Christmas movies, I would think. I don't know. What about you, Ted? Do you like that movie?
Of course.
All that stuff about Macy's and so forth. Because we had a Macy's in Wichita when we were growing up. And it looked just like that one. They all looked alike. It was fun to see how Macy's was treating the kids at the holidays.
That's an interesting movie. I don't think I've probably ever seen it start to finish. I've seen the whole thing. I know I've seen the entire movie, but...
In pieces?
Yeah, just in pieces. I don't believe I've actually sat down and watched it from start to finish.
Well,
great script.
Do it this year.
Yeah. And Edmund Glenn and Santa Claus. Perfect casting.
Yeah, perfect.
I wonder who else they'd
considered
for that role, or if he was their top choice. I've never really heard of him.
Well, we can do some research maybe and find out.
Anyway. You mentioned Macy's. That was one of my very first memories as a child Mom and Dad taking me downtown to Macy's to go see Santa.
Yeah, remember the way you used to decorate the windows?
Yes.
On the street down there on Broadway? Oh, man. They put all kinds of neat stuff in there. That stuff's kind of lost.
Those days are pretty much long gone.
When we were little kids. We like, oh, did you see Santa Claus? He's up on the mezzanine or second floor or someplace. Yeah. You tell him what you wanted for Christmas. I never got what I wanted, but, you know, it's nice to see Santa.
Well, if you can't find it at Macy's, go to Gimbel's.
Like in that movie, The Christmas Story, is that what it is? Where the kid's going to get the BB gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're always starting to talk about Christmas. I was somewhere the other day at some gift shop, and this was before Halloween, and they had everything down, and the Christmas stuff was up.
Oh,
they were
Lord.
Ready to go. Come I think it was the Hallmark store. Maybe the Hallmark store. They got some pretty neat stuff in there. But, they're ready to go. Christmas is coming. A Chicago official says hundreds of overdue books have been returned in the 3 weeks since the city eliminated overdue fines at public libraries. City's library commissioner told city council members last week that the number of returned books has increased by 240%.
Sure.
On October 1st, Chicago became the nation's largest major city to eradicate overdue library fees. Commissioner said people who owe fines can be afraid to go to the library because they can't afford to pay the fines. And those fines can lead to loss of books and patrons. So they give them a little time to come in and turn in the books without being penalized.
The only people that are penalized are the people that do pay their fines.
Amnesty? Yeah.
The people that are responsible and do pay their fines, they're the ones that are penalized.
Pretty much the way it works, Ted. Those of us who play by the rules usually get dinged by those who don't play by the rules.
Yep.
And there are some of them out there. All right, let's see what else is going on. Big grass fire in Harvey County? Man, several hundred acres burned. And I guess, you know, look at the conditions. Must be pretty good for, I haven't seen anything from county or fire or anybody about fire danger. Did you have anything on Friday? I wasn't here Friday. It looks like maybe it was dry enough and there was enough wind up there in Harvey County to blow up a good one. Maybe somebody was out shooting fireworks. Hmm. So be careful out there. Extinguish your smoking materials, as we always say. And then, of course, I was not here Friday, Ted. Did anything happen? Dad said nothing really untoward happened. We didn't, you know, melt down or anything like that, right?
I think we had a jam-packed Friday morning show, as usual. We had a lot of stuff going on.
Those Fridays can get a little crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good show. Well, every day is a good show, let's face it.
It's a Steve and Ted show is just good every single day. I had a Halloween. I had several of my grandkids still old enough to trick-or-treat. And so, you know, you see them in their costumes, and away they go. That's the last I see them. But I guess everybody was pretty much safe and sound on Halloween, too. I didn't pay much attention the next day.
Nope, there wasn't. It was a quiet Halloween night.
It was a little cold. There was not quite
that
cold
many.
Temperatures probably kept some people indoors that may have been trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the turnout was, and they don't know how they would measure that. But Halloween is now in the past. Like I say, Christmas is coming, and I'm already thinking about favorite Christmas. I'm thinking about Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's 3.5 weeks away. Gosh, you need to calm down over there.
I know. Singing White Christmas from now until Thanksgiving. All right, 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's do Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward. And, hey, those Chiefs, they needed to win that one yesterday. They really did, Ted.
Yeah, starting out the second half of the season, the Chiefs and the Minnesota Vikings, Super Bowl IV rematch. And it was an exciting game. Both teams scored in every quarter, back and forth. There were lead changes. And guess what? Came down to the final play of the game.
Wow.
Chiefs trying to drive and trying to get a game-winning field goal in a tie game. You heard all the fun right here. Mitch Holtis with the call on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I saw Harrison Butker before the game. When I see him before a game, every time I'll tell him game winner. He just looked at me and winked before the game. This will be a 44-yarder to win it, tied at 23 with 3 seconds to go.
In my mind, it would be two game winners considering what he did to tie it up.
He's right in the middle of the field. Will the Vikings call timeout to freeze it? No, they will not. Placement is down. Butker's kick is up. And the kick is good. He got it. Butker got it. And the Chiefs have won the game in regulation. Harrison Butker, game winner, Kansas City, and 6-3, never felt so good.
They referred to the one earlier. What did it, about 57
That was a
yards?
54-yard field goal that he hit earlier in the fourth quarter to tie the game. They were behind.
Oh, okay.
So he kicked a long one to tie it up, and then another 44-yarder to win it.
Okay, yeah.
Chiefs 26, Vikings 23. Both teams are now 6-3 on the season. The Chiefs had lost three in a row at home. That gets snapped. Chiefs quarterback Matt Moore, the veteran, the guy filling in for Pat Mahomes, third straight game with zero turnovers.
Pretty sure-handed guy.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you get a veteran in there that is not making mistakes, and that's kind of what the Chiefs have needed out of him. Everybody in the division won yesterday, so, boy, if the Chiefs had lost, they would have lost ground to everyone, so that was a big win. Chiefs still have a game-and-a-half lead atop the division after that win yesterday over the Vikings. Good stuff.
Green Bay got beat, though, right? I think they did. I don't know.
I don't think they played yesterday.
I thought they did. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, check that out.
Sorry about that.
I don't remember seeing Green Bay on the radar yesterday. The Seattle Seahawks did win. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 40-34 in overtime. Starting at strong safety for Seattle, former Kansas Jayhawk Bradley McDougald had six tackles.
starting at wide receiver for the Seahawks, Tyler Lockett, former Kansas State Wildcat. He had a 19-yard touchdown catch in the first quarter, a 2-yard touchdown catch in the third quarter, 13 catches on the day for 152 yards. And then starting at running back for the Seahawks, Chris Carson from Hutchinson Community College, 16 carries for 105 yards, including a 59-yard run. The Seahawks are now 7-2 and coming off back-to-back wins.
Chargers 26, Green Bay 11.
Oh, the Chargers beat them.
Yeah.
So that was one of the division wins for the Chargers.
So Green Bay goes to 7-2. There you go.
Well, you're all over the Packers.
I don't know. I like the Packers. I really do.
Well, apparently.
I like not better than the Chiefs.
So, good NFL action tonight. The Monday night game is the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys, first-place Cowboys. And that'll be at, you can listen to that one tonight, and that'll be on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Cowboys are favored by a touchdown with a record of 4-3 coming into that one, and barely in first place atop the division. We have an exhibition women's basketball game tonight, as Wichita State ladies are hosting Missouri Southern State. Second straight year they've played an exhibition game. 6:30, tip-off tonight at Coke Arena. In women's soccer, the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, Missouri yesterday, 25th-ranked Kansas shutting out West Virginia 2-0. Jayhawks advance into the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament. Another goal for KU senior Katie McClure. She went to Mays High School, her 14th goal of the season. She is now number 2 all-time in goals in KU women's soccer history.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Good.
That's sports with Stephen Ted.
6:21 now, keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus, we have a traffic and weather on the way. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.